Welcome to the weekly Krishna Consciousness Radio Program. This is Krishna Kanta Devi Dasi. Please note, Shishiradha Giridhari Temple is closed until further notice. We will continue with the reading of Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita by Radha Padma Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita, Volume 1, A Biography of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reading from Chapter 9, A Resident of Vrindavan. I was sitting in Vrindavan writing. My godbrother insisted to me, quote, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, you must do it. Without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher, unquote. So he insisted. Not he insisted, practically my spiritual master insisted. He wanted me to become a preacher, so he forced me through this godbrother. Quote, you accept, unquote. So, unwillingly, I accepted. Srila Prabhupada. The passenger cars behind the locomotive moved forward almost silently, thumping at a slow rhythm over the tracks. The train pulled out of the station, past freight yards, a neighborhood of run-down tenements, the old Delhi fort, the garbage dump at Nizamuddin, with its hundreds of crows and vultures flying overhead, and then past a marble-domed red sandstone mosque. Seated in a third-class compartment, his luggage stored beneath his seat, Abhay could see factory workers walking near the tracks, carrying their lunches in metal tiffins, and then the factories surrounded by huts of mud and straw. He passed the thatched roofs and tarpaulin tents, the cow dung fires that smoked in the morning, the tall stacks of the Indraprastha electrical powerhouse spewed out a different smoke, and sooty black clouds poured back from the locomotive. He saw red and violet wildflowers blooming from bramble bushes at trackside, and beyond he saw the road to Mathura with its border of fruitless kikar trees. It was a morning train to Agra and there were few passengers. Abhay would be riding as far as Mathura and then traveling by Tanga to Vrindavan. He had ridden widely the Indian railway, especially in the 1920s, 30s and 40s. When he had traveled on business in Bengal, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh. He had been to Vrindavan several times. In his childhood reveries over the train timetables, it had been the first place he had thought of visiting. His first visit in 1925 had been but a brief pilgrimage while he had been in nearby Agra on business. Then in 1932, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had been in Vrindavan on Parikrama. That had been a memorable visit. Abhay had heard him speak at Kosi, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had marked him, quote, he likes to hear, unquote. And then at Radhakund, 3 years later, he had been with the spiritual master again. But he had never gone like this, to live there. dressed in a simple white dhoti, his hand in his bead bag, fingering his japa beads. He looked out the window, quietly chanting the holy name. The train passed through the dense thickets of Faridabad and into the agricultural fields with their interspersed patches of wheat, dal and sugarcane, beginning at trackside and stretching for half a mile to the dry, uncultivated land that continued as far as the eye could see. The train sped faster. Rural villages drifted past the window. An hour out of Delhi, the land was mostly flat and open, dotted with small villages. Occasionally, he would glimpse a striking old temple, but mostly it was the land, now barren, with a few palm trees, now cultivated with irrigated fields, under the expanse of blue sky and blazing sun. For a long time, Abhay had wanted to take shelter in Vrindavan, and now there was no obstacle. His purpose remained the same. He would write back to Godhead and deliver it to the printing in Delhi fortnightly. As long as he could afford to travel, he would return to Delhi to distribute back to Godhead. But he would live in the shelter of Vrindavan. He had in mind the room at the Vamshi Gopalji temple near Keshighat, a rooftop room that commanded a view of almost all of Vrindavan. And since his 1953 visit from Jhansi, he had kept in touch with the temple manager. In moving to Vrindavan, Abhay was following his predecessor's spiritual masters. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Thakur had had their house at Radhakund and had preached in Vrindavan. Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, Vishwanath Chakravarti and Narottam Das Thakur had lived either in Vrindavan or in Navadvip, near the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya and his immediate followers had an especially intimate relationship with Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya had commissioned Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami to uncover the places of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan that over the centuries had become lost. Rupa and Sanatana had left their prestigious government posts and gone to live in Vrindavan. Dressed in simple loincloths, they had lived without fixed residence, staying each night under a different tree. They and Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Gopala Bhatta Goswami, known and worshipped as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, had compiled a voluminous literature on Krishna Bhakti. They had inspired wealthy Vaishnav patrons to erect Vrindavan's great temples, Govindaji, Madan Mohana, Radha Damodar and Radha Ramana. At Radhakund, shortly after Lord Chaitanya's departure from the world, Raghunath Das Goswami had chanted 100,000 names of Krishna and discoursed for several hours daily on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. There also, Krishnadas Kaviraj had compiled the Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Even those Gauriya Vaishnavas who did not live in Vrindavan kept Vrindavan always in their hearts and proclaimed its glories. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the great ecstasy Lord Sri Chaitanya felt when travelling from Puri to Vrindavan. Quote, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was absorbed in ecstatic love at Jagannath Puri, but when he passed along the road on the way to Vrindavan, that love increased 100 times. The Lord's ecstatic love increased 1,000 times when he visited Mathura, but it increased 100,000 times when he wandered in the forest of Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was elsewhere, the very name of Vrindavan was sufficient to increase his ecstatic love. Now, when he was actually traveling in the Vrindavan forest, his mind was absorbed in great ecstatic love day and night. He ate and bathed simply out of habit, unquote. Vrindavan is the earthly manifestation of Lord Krishna's eternal spiritual abode, which the Lord himself describes in Bhagavad Gita. Quote, there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to manifest and unmanifested matter. It is never annihilated. It is the supreme destination. When one goes there, he never comes back. That is my supreme abode, unquote. Krishna's activities of eternity, bliss and knowledge and his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, are described in many Vedic literatures. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, where he is surrounded by millions and millions of purpose trees, and always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. Unquote. Although Lord Krishna's abode, Goloka Vrindavan, is far beyond the material world, when Krishna comes to earth, he displays his eternal abode in the Vrindavan of India. That 84 square mile tract in North India is identical with the eternal world in the spiritual sky. To live and die in Vrindavan guarantees the devotee's transfer to the eternal spiritual world. The residents of Vrindavan, even the animals, are exalted. At the end of life, they'll transfer to Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Brahma therefore prayed that he might take birth as a clump of grass on the outskirts of Vrindavan, so that these pure devotees would purify him with the dust from their feet. And Vaishnav Shastras declare that even by only a brief visit to Vrindavan, one can realize the Supreme Lord in his heart. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, quote, like the transcendental body of Lord Krishna, Gokul is all-pervading, infinite and supreme. It expands both above and below without any restriction. That abode is manifested within the material world by the will of Lord Krishna. It is identical to that original Gokul. They are not two different bodies. The land there is touchstone, Chintamani, and the forests abound with desire trees, although material eyes see it as an ordinary place. The ideal place to execute Krishna consciousness is Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan, where people are naturally inclined to love Krishna, and Krishna is naturally inclined to love them. Unquote. The train arrived at Mathura. Abhay stepped down with his luggage and looked around, noting the recently constructed Mathura Junction building. Proceeding through the gate and out of the station, he found a Tanga driver, agreed on the fare, and started for Keshi Ghat. For half a mile, the wobbling horse-drawn cart followed the road between the tracks and the railway yard. At the main road, they turned left, passed under a railroad bridge, and entered an open market. Piles of fruits, vegetables, and grains were displayed on the ground, the vendors sitting beside them, bartering and measuring while customers milled about. The women of Mathura, dressed in brightly red saris, yellows, greens, pinks, and purples, moved busily in the market. The vehicular traffic consisted mostly of bullock carts, the drivers often squatting on the wooden yokes between the shoulders of their animals, whipping alternately one ox and then the other with the length of rope joined with a wooden handle. Although this was the most populated area in the trip to Vrindavan, compared to Delhi, it seemed simple and rural. The sun was high, but the tanga's top provided the partial shelter, and the summer's heat had passed. Beyond the bazaar, the road curved to the right, and Abhay saw the nearby white domes of the massive sandstone mosque, marking Krishna Janmasthana, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Centuries ago, invading Muslims had destroyed the large Krishna temple and created the mosque in its stead. And now, directly in front of the mosque, stood the newer, small Krishna temple. They approached the three-way junction, New Delhi, Central Mathura, Vrindavan. The driver struck the horse with his whip, and the tanga proceeded along the Vrindavan road, edging through the herd of white cows, the herdsmen walking amongst them, carrying his stick. The road was busy with tangas and slow, creaking ox carts loaded with market commodities and pulled by squat black water buffalo. A string of small, spindle-legged donkeys carried oversized loads of firewood and sandbags. Although much had changed in Abhay's life since he had come here to see his spiritual master during the parikrama years ago, Vrindavan had remained the same. He felt he had done the best thing in coming here, leaving the heat, the traffic and fumes, the human passions of Delhi. It was a natural relief. Yet even as he felt transcendental emotions for Vrindavan, impressions of his months of preaching in Delhi lingered in his mind. The city streets and himself going from place to place with his back to Godheads. Life in Delhi had been constant, vigorous preaching. Now he was more than 60 years old, but he was not coming to Vrindavan to retire. He had retired from household responsibilities, but not from his responsibilities of making Back to Godhead as popular and sophisticated as Illustrated Weekly. He would live in Vrindavan and commute to Delhi, but he would never stop preaching. The sight of taller trees signaled the precincts of Vrindavan as the thin horse trotted along. Past the police station and water trough for animals, on either side appeared the garden courtyards of private estates and ashrams. Fragile white malati flowers, golden marigolds, frangipani trees, red hibiscus, quote, trees of sorrow, unquote, and many other flowers and trees, some known only to Vrindavan, bloomed forth in the brilliant sunlight. The Radha Govinda temple loomed fortress-like on his left and opposite in the distance, the high-rising tower of Ranganath temple. They entered narrow streets, tighter and busier places with markets and city dwellings, and then it became quieter again. At the end of the narrow street by the Yamuna River, near the Keshi bathing ghat, stood a small and beautiful ornate entrance of the Vamshi Gopalji temple, a narrow three-storied building with three domes and many decorated arches. After stepping over the curbside drain and walking up three marble steps, Abhay entered the front door, the driver following him, carrying the luggage. Once inside, Abhay removed his shoes and entered the courtyard, which was open to the sky through the metal grate, on which a few birds sat two floors above. A column of sunlight lit one side of the courtyard, where a potted tulasi sat atop a pillar. The temple seemed cool and quiet. Adjacent to the courtyard was the DT room, its doors locked shut. Overhead was a mezzanine with rooms whose entrances were visible from the courtyard. A few saris and strips of cloth hung on the improvised clotheslines. Mahant Gopal, the temple pujari, whom Abhay had known since 1954, greeted him cheerfully. He was about the same age as Abhay and had long grey hair and an unruly beard. Although Abhay's attire was modest, he appeared well-dressed compared with Gopal, who wore only a coarse dhoti. Gopal led Abhay upstairs. Coming out onto the roof, Abhay smiled to see again the wonderful vista. Barely 100 yards away, he could see the Yamuna. Not only the immediate patch of water flowing before him, but to his left and right, a broad curving sheet of river shimmering in the afternoon sun. There were sand deltas, herds of cows and buffalo grazing, the flat grassy banks of the Yamuna, the plains and trees. As far as the eye could see, and in the opposite direction, was a town of Vrindavan, marked by dozens of temples, spires and domes. Abhay's room, the only one on the roof, was small, with narrow double doors and barred windows. Sitting on the apartment's roof, monkeys with a tiny offspring sat watching, unalarmed. Just outside the door, a 2-foot-high cement pyramid signified that the temple deity was directly beneath. Abhay entered the room. Through the barred windows, he could see the palace at Keshi Ghat, a venerable tower of the Gopinath temple, and beyond, the uninterrupted flat river, the green banks, and the sky. After acquainting Abhay with the details of the room, the small kerosene burner the rope and bucket for drawing bath water from the well to the roof. Gopal meticulously produced a government-stamped rental agreement. Abhay wrote a short paragraph declaring himself a disciple of late Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada and attested to his renting the room at 5 rupees per month. Both parties signed. After his bath, Abhay took prasadam and rested. When he heard the bells ringing in the temple below, he went down to see the deities. Gopal, who had been the temple's pujari for many years and had seen the reconstruction of in 1923, had told Abhay that the temple deity Vamshi Gopalji had been installed 350 years before the Mahant Prahlad Das of the Nimbarka Vaishnav Sampradaya. Gopal himself had installed the deity of Radharani. Vamshi Gopalji, standing in a graceful threefold bending form and holding his flute, was very appealing. He was 3 feet tall and of black marble. Radharani, slightly shorter, was of brass. They were simply dressed in rough white cotton and illuminated by the dim glow of a kerosene lamp. Abhay could see that they were being cared for, but because of poverty, there was no opulence. He returned to the roof as the sun was setting over the town of Vrindavan. Having the entire roof's walkway to himself, Abhay walked and chanted japa, enjoying the cooling early evening breeze from the Yamuna. Occasionally, a solitary boat would pass on the calm waters of the Yamuna, and a devotee somewhere unseen could be heard chanting evening prayers at Keshi Ghat. He felt pleased with this location in the heart of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He was not a newcomer spending his first day in a strange town. Everything here was already familiar and dear. As Vrindavan was Krishna's abode, Abhay was Krishna's servant, the servant of the 6 Goswamis, the servant of his spiritual master. He felt at home. As day turned to twilight, temple bells rang throughout the town. Abhay walked to the western side of the roof and looked into the city of thousands of temples. The Govindaji temple, the Ranganath temple, and thousands of smaller temples were having their Sandhya Arati and Kirtan, glorifying Lord Krishna. Abhay responded to the sights and sounds of Vrindavan as only a pure devotee could. His thoughts and emotions were full of appreciation and awareness of Krishna, Krishna's devotees, and Krishna's land. Naturally, he began to think of preaching, hankering for others to know the intimate peace and ecstasy of Vrindavan. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was inviting all souls to join him in his eternal abode. Yet even in India, few understood. Outside India, people knew nothing of Vrindavan or of the Yamuna or of what it means to be free of material desires. Why shouldn't people all around the world have this? This was the abode of peace, yet no one knew anything of it, nor were people interested. But this was what they were actually hankering for. Abhay thought of back to Godhead and how, by Krishna's grace, he might expand his preaching beyond India to the whole world. His godbrothers, it would have been better if they had all worked together in the Gaudiya Math. But many of them were at least keeping the regulative principles. None of them, however, seemed to be doing much beyond maintaining a temple here, an ashram there, worshipping a deity, eating and sleeping. But there was so much more to be done in broadcasting the glories of Vrindavan. Abhay chanted and thought of Krishna. Gradually, he turned to his task of producing the October issue of Back to Godhead, due to be printed shortly in Delhi. He had a deadline to keep. The next morning, before sunrise, the residents of Vrindavan were astir bathing in the Yamuna, performing puja to the deities, reciting mantras. But Abhay was awake even before most, writing in stillness beneath the light in his rooftop room. As he wrote diligently in English, scriptural references appeared and took their place within convincing arguments. For hours he wrote, page after page in an exercise book, until gradually the chirping of awakening birds signaled the end of the dark night's stillness. Soon the sun would rise. Keeping to his regular schedule, he put aside his writing and began chanting japa. Staying in his room, uttering the Hare Krishna mantra in a soft, deep voice. Even before the first traces of light in the sky, before the river was visible, a few Babaji's reciting prayers made their way through the streets, heading for the Yamuna. By 4 a.m., gongs and temple bells throughout the city heralded the Mangal Arati of the deity. Abhay continued chanting alone for another hour. Then he prepared to bathe, lowering the bucket on its long rope and howling water up to the rooftop. It was light when he went out, his bead bag around his neck, a few copies of Back to Godhead in his hand. Turning right at the temple door, he walked the tight, crooked lane past alleys, dirt paths and cross lanes, which interlaced in a winding network. There were no shops in the area, only silent buildings, many of them hundreds of years old. The neighborhood was serene. Behind closed shutters, someone played on wooden clackers and sang Hare Krishna softly. At a crossroads where dark women filled brass water pots from the well, Abhay turned left onto the street lined with small open porches. On either side, he saw ornate temple architecture, one entrance marked by two stone lions, another by a carved elephant with teeth like a tiger's. A brick and mortar wall was crumbling with age. Hare Krishna.
Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Out there.